나야 나야 뭐
Yeah. Yeah.
지 마야지 명인 고야 나야인 게인 고야 오인
in the next room. You need to run.
Was that good news today? Sibji tabji ito di lani ma yanta wa dhubi shi sanji yu kumari bhoja toba ti chi di tabji shi seni ni nyam sa lam sa vayin tiri kumun ji kama jashi yi shi.
First I would like to remind all of ourselves to take a moment and cultivate the bodhicitta motivation that is altruistic intention, seeking complete enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings. So we need to cultivate that kind of very, you know, expansive, altruistic motivation and then engage in this teaching. And for the sake of giving you the blessing of oral transmission, allow me to read a couple of passages from the Lamrim text.
Gumbi, Dajabato, Conan, Beshiva, Chowgar, Shibi, Shinny, Ding, and see. You the wound, the Madonna, she, Dawang, Machiniba, maybe Lagdong, Dorjin Jeweten Sinsu Yinshewa No, ye to ba yin de yin sa li ve de li la shi ve li tong bo bo ni zhe ji de xia yi la xi se de yi la xi wo mo de ji se bi zhe ji wan ye la mo ri ge pa de ve li tong bo yin de le ni mo no ba ji le tong bo de yi la xi wo to bo ni mo wan ba ni mo wan nam le se mo zhuan de ve xin yu su ri ve yi la xi wo kong yin ba le zang xi le ba de ge ba kong yin ba de xi song xi song xin Nyingzhe Tere dwa karsa. Dordono 신라니는
Geshe-la read a couple of passages beginning from the bottom of page 85 and over page 96. The things that we have been talking about last week, if you recall, is that whether we engage in Sutrayana practice or practices, or we engage in Tantrayana practices, in both practices of vehicles, our position is that one must first cultivate serenity, meditative serenity or shamatha, and then on the basis of that cultivate a special insight or vipassana. Okay. And as you know, we have often seen that you know, critics would raise different points. You know, somebody seems to hold a position that in order to cultivate you know, special insight of some kind, you really don't necessarily have to have a meditative serenity. Yeah, so we are trying to refute that kind of a position and establish you know, our position, which is, you know, even if you know, you are engaging in the high sugar tantric practice in Buddhism, Mahānatara Yoga Tantra, in order to cultivate a special insight of vipassana, or Lakdong in Tibetan, one must first cultivate shine or meditative serenity. Okay. So where do we cultivate that in the context of a highest yoga Buddhist tantra, if you ask? Is as you know, you may know that highest yoga Buddhist tantra has two development stages, if you will. The first one is called generation stage or kirim, and the second is completion stage or dzogchen. So when you are practicing generation stage level practices, it is in this particular context that you cultivate meditative serenity or shine, shamatha, and then on the basis of that, you can cultivate a completion stage practice, and that's the way even high Sugatanta practitioners have to do their practice. And so in the Buddhist, you know, overall practice, you know, context, if you will, that, you know, whether we are seeking nirvana, which I define as complete liberation, freedom from samsara, cyclic existence, or complete enlightenment or Buddhahood, okay, whichever goals we choose to pursue, you know, first we must you know, cultivate and achieve meditative serenity or shamatha, and then we can cultivate special insights, you know, to further our practices, fulfilling those goals.
That Kamala Kaji came up to my country Gangabe, the young Chick in danger of saying that Tadat Shia Langa Diga Mandro in the nation that in Rosa than the Yomaris, the Chitan Shia Dins. That Kabati Tadadi in the Jigdeva, the Jigdeva Rudini or Walla, Digita, Jigdeve shakde seya de konzo hira nabaje seya de konzo tere ta kaje dobe pige sta kaju kujuk de se se ya de konzo kanje pe yin jo de bal ya in be soja jigde seya ro sa ya ro kaje ka de ya pige hira yang ave pil karsa ni du mo mo jo de jigle ya rakbat tani in kam ko ya ti de tsawa ta ne yo ma ro mi ga ta yo ma ra o che ta ye ya bo bu du za kam ko je tab go du zo tsu cha ji do ti ding ni in hira na ba se kong wa kan de ve chong ta kong yo de ta o ti go ya di hira na ba se lam kong wa se te la ta in thong bo shine te na thong bo shine top re se se ta ti ni in shine top ni ka de che se in ru di do se re sta thong de je ni ye so
So the point which we have just made, which is according to Buddhism, we can look at from any Buddhist yanas or the vehicle's point of view, in order to cultivate special insight vipassana, one must first cultivate meditative serenity or calm abiding. Okay? And so that order, particular, first one must have meditative serenity and then special insight. That particular order has been unanimously established by many great authentic Buddhist masters. Of course, it all started with historical teacher Shakyamuni Buddha, right? That's how he taught it. And then, of course, that has been clarified further by Maitreya's work, if you will, and then particularly in Asanga's works, as we have seen, and then other great Indian masters like Achar Kamal Shil in his stages of meditation. So when we follow all those authentic treatises, what they all say is just the same thing, that one must first cultivate meditative serenity, shamatha, and then one could cultivate special insight or vipassana. Okay. Of course, in the Buddhist context, special insight has a different understanding and meaning, which we will explore later on, as you say. It has to do with selflessness and all that. But as we also talked about the other day, that meditative serenity is not an exclusive Buddhist practice or a path. It is a path common to both Buddhist and non-Buddhist practitioners. Okay? So non-Buddhist practitioners also first cultivate meditative serenity, and then they could also cultivate certain kind of special insight or vipassana. Okay? That's why we talk about how once we have meditative serenity, then we can decide to cultivate what is called mundane insight or the path, right? Mundane special insight, or we can cultivate super mundane path or super mundane special insight. Okay. And now the text, as you can see on page 96, says first they would like to explain a little bit about what does it mean to cultivate a mundane special insight. And as you can see, the subpoints are presented in bold print. Point number three, it says, a specific presentation of the way to proceed along the mundane path. This has two parts. Number one, the need to achieve meditative serenity before proceeding on the path bearing the aspect of calmness and coarseness. Now, that's the translation of the technical term, Tibetan. On number two, on the basis of meditative serenity, the way to freedom from attachment to the desire realm. So by cultivating mundane path or the special insights, we could achieve, a certain kind of goals, if you will. One of which is to overcome our attachment to the desire world. Okay? And how that works is, we know that in the desire world, relatively speaking, our predominant, delusional problem is attachment. Okay? In Tibetan, it's called, dosha. And we are attached to so many things, And because of attachment, you know, there are so much violence happening, right? Because we are attached to eating certain kind of a food, rather than certain animals lost their lives, you know. And that happens in the desire world. It doesn't happen in the form and formless realms of existence, okay? Because we're attached to so many other things, so many other forms of negativities and violence follow, okay? So a part of cultivating mundane spiritual insight is, we said, you know what? The desire world or the realm of existence is fraught with so much negativities, isn't it? You know, we kill each other out of attachment or whatever, jealousy, you know, and then you know, we enjoy eating, you know, all kind of, you know, you can say the meat and other things out of attachment. So there's a lot of violence and negativities involved in that. So compared to this, the higher realms of existence seems to be much more what we call calm, in the sense peaceful state of existence. As Geshe-la said the other day, that there are no what we call these negativities we experience in the higher realms of existence, form and formless. So therefore, we would like to be rather there, if we can point it up like there, in the sense, than being here, because there are too many issues. So that is the part of what we call cultivating spiritual insight that has the aspects of calmness up there, so to speak, and the coarseness means all these problems down here. Yeah. So that's the part of cultivating
mundane path.
So the point that is being made here is, even if we decide to really cultivate this mundane spiritual insight that involves, right, reflecting on the coarseness nature of the lower states of existence, such as the desire world, and the peaceful nature of the higher states of existence, okay, even to cultivate that kind of mundane spiritual insight, first, like, we have to cultivate and achieve meditative serenity or calm abiding. Okay, that is the basis, isn't it? So which means all the things we have already talked about, you know, what is, you know, meditative serenity or calm abiding? What is its characteristics? And all the stages of mental development that we talk about, we have to go through all of that and accomplish the real, if you will, meditative serenity, which is not just, you know, single pointed concentration on a focus, because it is characterized by, remember, pliancies, okay, physical pliancy, mental pliancy, and then the blisses which arises out of those pliancies. Okay, so we have to really achieve that kind of meditative serenity, and then we can decide to cultivate, mundane spiritual insights, counteract our attachment to the desire realm of existence. Okay.
Any 你做成绩的同志我是吧，但一些成绩的到你做一些来，他们这个嘛嘞，一些成绩能同步的嘞，也曾经是这外些同步走过的。嗯，现在你他的这样，什么国外的兄弟，一些马祖跑的，你一来是吧嘞，同步印度是的，真的，哎呢，现在国外现在不给，经常他们那兄弟曾经是这外些马祖跑的嘞，你做一些来同步是啊，第一是，感觉感觉我们这啊第一是。
我这他曾经是这外一些，他说呢，哎，你现在哎你，但他一些同步是多少的？嗯，是。这个他曾经是这外一些的，你做多少？现在你把些一些做个东西能同步的效果，那后面我提这些的。嗯，
给曾经什么有七八十的同他搞过过了？
啦，
曾经什么有了七八十的？曾经是啦，
曾经什么有了七八十的搞过过了？
曾经说是这外一些，曾经说是谁的都是那个晓得，对外讲的，哎，你看看个用的你的别个。
So we have a quote from Maitreya's ornament from Ayana Sutra to substantiate the point which Kishore made before, that even to cultivate a mundane spiritual insight, first we must have meditative serenity. That is the basis, right? Otherwise, we don't have a basis to talk about anything, so to speak. So then, it, you know, the further elaboration on that point is, as you can see, that when we are on the ninth stage of mental development, remember, we have to go through the ninth stage of mental development in order to experience karma abiding. When we are on the ninth, you know, yes, we have developed, you know, amazing skill to focus on whatever our focus is, but we have not yet achieved the real karma abiding. Okay, we still need to further, right, our skill and our concentration. And as we try to do that, so we reach you know, a level where it is in a technical term. It says you are at what's called beginners at attention, first attainment of serenity. This relates to, remember, the different types of attention. We talked about the six of them, okay, things like that. So it says that once we reach a stage where we have developed this kind of attention, where we are able to discern. It says the discernment of characteristics. I asked Geshe-la for the explanation. What does that mean? You know, they just threw a term there. What that really means is that we can clearly discern, you know, the what we call the peaceful characteristics of the higher state of existence and the coarse characteristics of the lower state of existence, which is the desire realm. Okay, when we're able to clearly discern that, we reach a certain stage where the attention is so discerning, right, then is that we are starting to develop, as we call it, the calm abiding or meditative serenity. Yeah. Oh, no, sorry. We are developing, well, what I'm saying, starting to develop the mundane insight.
Yeah. No, sorry. 劳动的通过的肯定如果是生意是这个意思噻，天天劳动这边我做是吧？我天天在这边讲的，在这边讲大概是这边这个，可是啥？哎，你说说，出门跑呀，这不你那啥，这不看见门头那个刚刚开始时候是呢，哎，你这个宿舍就人家天天这个当的，门头感觉多个当时这个当的，这个他都呢，俺这俺俺们一打。
这些玩意儿，都他们是这些，这最低的，他宿舍这人家个，这些这个里啊，同的如果是吧？嗯，这提东西都说说说说，这不别，感觉没有过刚刚听你用过，现在听了呀，哎你讲的，哎你呀，孙工的三百的汤包来，听这个啥呢？吃完面，这里用的蛋的，好几块钱讲的用的蛋的，这个不行的，工的，劳动中国是吧？嗯，这就是这边是啊，这是劳动性的，job呢？ 我把一些山地，你把这个，这个劳动投我的。好嘞。这劳动投呢，因为这个呀，让的安排一些山地，你为你们全部搞什么办？这呢，可是，全部搞什么呢？这呢，搞地方一些山地，人搞什么山地，帮都有这里呀，学习用的，看些，我去过东西啊，是吧？
嗯。
但这呢，让的安排一些山地，可是搞地方一些山地的，
哎，你们。 그게 락바도 피지 노요 두바 반사라와 다 소모결라 요 말와 삼바베다 아니 소소 공제가 코로나 삼로 잡던데 자 피지다 수다지를 잡 잡에 비 되자 피지 반사인 자데 섬 코로나 삼로 드려 용고레스 근데 근데 나는 그 신의 당시 신다 뭐니 반사 요다 매는 삼니 아니 비게 서유 아니 비 유의동아 저바 다니모 조 선자바다 같이 유의동아 이지에니 근데 당도 내가 안 되고 뭔도 딱지 해야 될 제발 이제 세워. 그죠? 딱고 되대야 제발 시우든 당도 돈요 참무 대해서 통문에 양적 고문에 근데 가도 저와타 이제 살 고문에 되베 님무 숨고 거서 반에 뒷바서서는 삼대고 있어 또 나 삼대다 문고 있어 거라. 저당 좀 되래.
So when we further our development of the skills, you know, once we already have the ninth stage of mental development and further our skills, and we reach a level where the kind of attention we just talked about, right, is a very discerning kind of attention where we can clearly, you know, ascertain or discern the peaceful characteristics of the higher state of existence and the coarseness characteristics of the lower state of existence. You know, I know the coarseness is not really that great word, but what do? We don't have a better word, right? I don't have one. So I got to use that. And so what is involved in that is, as we said before, that, you know, we really reflect on all the negativities and problematic nature of desire realm of existence. Okay? So basically, you know, our life is very much entangled, as we can say, by pursuing the five sensual pleasures, isn't it? Right, it is the, you know, form, you know, the not just form, right, it's the attractive form and the great sound and the, you know, super duper smell, all of those. Now you get the idea, isn't it? So that's pretty much our life story. We chase and pursue the pleasures in out of attachment of all these, you know, sensual pleasures, and in the process, you know, we find ourselves creating a lot of negativities, okay? And so, and then, you know, once we create negativities, they also bring negative outcomes, right? So all the things we talk about, you know, all the sicknesses we experience here, all the stress and the conflicts and the headache and the suffering, and you just anyway make the list complete, and that is all a problem. So we don't like to be in a problematic situation, do we, right? So we think that, hey, up there, so to speak, I mean, Kishale didn't say up there, but, you know, higher state of existence, we said, these things don't exist, right? I don't have to kill someone, you know, for my pleasure. And all these things don't exist. So that's much more peaceful. So I would rather be in that state than in this state. This is how, you know, we started a thing. And we develop an attention that is very discerning of all these characteristics. So that is the beginning point of developing, you know, what called special insight of vipassana. Of course, here we are talking about mundane, isn't it? Mundane special insight. And so as we, you know, cultivate, our path further, different types of attention arises at different point of time, okay? For example, the second kind of attention we might get is something called mirba. The mirba in Tibetan word can be translated as conviction, okay? So there's some kind of attention that is more like a conviction, okay? And then, you know, we further that, and then we might reach another attention. It is called if I translate it very literally, it makes no sense. Rather, umba yije means this kind of attention which really isolates our state of mind from many of the delusional experiences. That's why this is called isolating kind of attention. I know in English it doesn't come out really nicely. And so the point is that, you know, often we talk about how our delusions, attachment, delusions of the desire realm can be categorized into nine different levels. So by developing certain kind of attention, we can free ourselves from certain category of the delusions and move to the next one and tackle them. And this is how we can liberate or free ourselves from the delusions of the desire realm of existence. Okay? And so at certain point, let's say out of nine, you know, we already abandoned six. So sometimes you get a feeling like, maybe I'm free of all the delusions now, like. So it kind of feels very wonderful. Well, then it says, just check it. Okay, maybe imagine some beautiful forms that you usually get attracted to, or the sound, or whatever, the smell. And you can, you know, you can analyze it. So that is called the analytical attention, Cheba, right? So through that, you know, Are you really free, or are you still, you know, tricked by your mind? I don't know. And so in that way, the whole process involves all this development, and so we are able to develop different types of attention, which involves really insights, right, to free us from the delusions of desire realm of existence. And so, I mean, the bottom line here is that, you know, cultivating meditative serenity and also special insight, whether we go with the mundane or the super mundane, this is a very systematic approach. Okay? And so, by following a systematic approach and a practice, that we are able to progress on different levels, experience different types of attention, and free ourselves from different types of delusions, if you will. And so all of these things have been really established by many authoritative texts, particularly Indian master Asanga's what are called Sarvaga Bhumi, or the levels of hearers. Okay? So that has been our main source for understanding meditative serenity. And, you know, all of these discussions we're having, it all started with, you know, this kind of a debate or the what we call argument being raised a while back, you know, where somebody said, once you have the ninth mental stage of development, okay, if I recall, it's called the, you know, placement, you know, or something, you know, stage, then, you know, that is equal to a realization of highest yoga tantra, right? Somebody really, a critic kind of assumed that's equal to. So we have been refuting that point. You say, you know what, not yet, really. You even don't have the meditative serenity yet, so forget about, you know, jumping into highest yoga tantra, mantra, yantra, whatever. I don't do that, right? So, and so that's why we take the pains to explain all the things involved in cultivating meditative serenity. Even if you have the ninth one, great. But still you need to further your skill, and once you have pliancy, once you have a blissful experience, then you have the real meditative serenity. Once you have it, once we have it, now we have a basis to do something else, isn't it? We can decide to take the mundane path and go one way, or we can decide to take the super mundane path and go another way. So until we have meditative serenity, we really don't have a basis for so much of this, you know, spiritual advancements that we really very much seek and we would like to have. Okay, so we really need to understand what actually is meditative serenity and what is involved in cultivating it, the systematic, you know, the process, if you will.
Shin this is what I tell them. Mm-hmm.
The crux of the matter here is this, as Gisela just explained, that you know, even many great scholars and the masters of what are called Abhidharma or the treasure of knowledge previously, really this, you know, did not explain clearly the distinction between different types of attention. Okay, and remember we said that in order to cultivate calm abiding, no, meditative serenity, I need to get used to the serenity thing because I've been always saying calm abiding. We really need to be able to cultivate what we call the preparatory stage of the first stage of concentration. I know for a translator it's a mouthful to say. Okay. And there are many other levels of concentration, right? But we really don't need to cultivate all of those things, right? But we need to be able to accomplish what is called the preparatory stage concentration or the first level of concentration. Okay. And so there we develop certain kind of attention. Remember, we, you know, sometimes the terminology attention is used there to be able to equal, you know, to mean serenity actually. Okay. So that kind of attention and the kind of attention we just talked about, once you have the serenity, right, and you cultivate certain attention that's very discerning of the characteristics of different states of existence, so people got confused between the two types of attention. So therefore, so many assumed that once you have the, what we call the first kind of attention, which is the preparatory stage of the first stage of concentrated attention, then they think that you already have a special insight, or that is special insight. Yeah. So even many great masters of treasure of knowledge previously really did not explain those things clearly. And it is only Asanga, the great Indian master Asanga, has explained that in his Sharvaka Bhumi, or the levels of Sharvakas of the hearers, you know, where he said there's two types of attention, so don't confuse them. The kind of attention we just talked about, the discerning attention, let's call it, just to be easy, right? This comes after meditative serenity, not before, right? So once you have meditative serenity and you have that discerning kind of attention, then that's the beginning of a special insight. But don't confuse this with the attention that you have to cultivate in order to have calm abiding or meditative serenity. You get that? That's the crux of the matter. You know, that's the really, I think, complex matter. There are different levels of attention, and don't mix the whole thing and then get confused, right? You know, once you have the kind of attention before you have the serenity, you think, okay, now I have a special insight, but that is a different kind of attention. But once you have meditative serenity, you cultivate another kind of attention that's very discerning of all those characteristics. Now, that is the beginning of special insight, right? So only Asanga explained the distinction between, at least he said, that those types of attention.
Yes.
Yes. So we continue our discussion of the same point where, you know, how do we else understand the difference between those two types of attention? Okay. And the kind of attention we said, it is, you know, I think maybe in your book called Initial Stage of Attention or Concentration or something, where I've been using the word preparatory stage, you know, of the first level of concentration. So that kind of attention, you know, comes before you achieve meditative serenity. Without that, you know, without accomplishing that kind of attention, you will never be able to accomplish meditative serenity. And that attention primarily arises out of what we call single-pointed meditation, non-analytical meditation. Remember, we said that, you know, in order to cultivate meditative serenity, the kind of meditation we should be doing is non-analytical, you know, placement meditation. It's called jogom in Tibetan. Jog means to place. Okay. But once you have the meditative serenity, then you can engage in analytical meditation and you accomplish that discerning attention, the kind of attention that discerns the characteristics of all these different levels of existence, right? And that attention is a result of analytical meditation, not non-analytical or placement meditation. So therefore, that attention really fits well with special insight or vipassana, right? Because special insight or vipassana has to be cultivated through analysis, through analytical process of the meditation. Yeah. So that's how those two types of attention arise out of different types of meditation practice, and they should not be confused. You know, when we do that, and then we feel like once we have the attention out of the non-analytical meditation, we might think, okay, now I have a special insight, or I'm beginning to have, but you're not. Okay, so. No.
在这边在这边新疆没了，新疆没到那新疆忙着把这工地了，工地了送回去。你到唐布没到那，新疆没到不？等到你到唐布不一些，出个一些出个，他们那你到，这对面，劳动工兵过应的，你到唐布咱们去，他们的买的，他真有说日本人的。
그니
다다你做唐伯西啊，对，可是你做这个唐伯西嘛的是，一切做个唐伯西，是劳动公司是吧？一切做个唐伯西嘛的，你做这个唐伯西嘛的，你做这个唐伯西嘛的，你做这个唐伯西嘛的，你做这个唐伯西嘛的，你做这个唐伯西嘛的，你做这个唐伯西嘛的，你做这个唐伯西嘛的，你做这个唐伯西嘛的，你做这个唐伯西嘛的，你做这个唐伯西嘛的，你做这个唐伯西嘛的，你做这个唐伯西嘛的，你做这个唐伯西嘛的，你做这个唐伯西嘛的，你做这个唐伯西嘛的，你做这个唐伯西嘛的，你做这个唐伯西嘛的，你做这个唐伯西嘛的，你做这个唐伯西嘛的，你做这个唐伯西嘛的，你做这个唐伯西嘛的，你做这个唐伯西嘛的，你做这个唐 Then he just says, and the question here, what the question is, revise his money, he did all was said as it seems to revise you, won't that he did talk where you didn't hear us.
On page 97 towards the end, let me read the passage that Gisela tried to explain. It says, according to the quotation from the levels of yogic deed cited earlier, there is no pliancy in one-pointedness within the desire realm, and the sutra unraveling the intended meaning and so on state that if you do not achieve pliancy, you will not accomplish serenity. Thus, if you do not achieve the first access state, this is where I've been using the word called preparatory stage, you know, of the first stage. First access state, you will not achieve serenity, unquote. So the explanation given here is that as we are cultivating single-pointed concentration, right, we go through the stages of mental development, and we might reach a stage where we have, you know, this single-pointed concentration, but we do not have pliancy yet. Are you with me? In which case, this is simply to be understood as single-pointed concentration of the desire realm of existence. Once, you know, pliancy comes, right? Once pliancy arises out of this single-pointed concentration, then this single-pointed concentration, in a way, becomes the meditative serenity or calm abiding, or shamatha, if you will. Okay, and so based on that meditative serenity, now we can cultivate different levels of attention through analytical meditation. Are you with me? And the first attention that we could cultivate is called discerning attention, that discerns the characteristics of the desire realm of existence and the higher realms of existence. This is how we cultivate what's called the mundane path or the mundane insight. Okay? And that attention, you know, it comes after serenity, not before, isn't it? So do not get confused with this attention as the attention that arises before serenity, because that attention arises out of non-analytical meditation, and this one, you know, arises out of analytical meditation.
Nyato tangpo dibe sirwa, tingin zin kong, tingin zin mato kong, tingin tangche nesun zachikba yinbe, xiong xia nan xeba de tina lakdung ta xio, xini taba yin, xin du zi nyua nan wos, tira wata di gab la yin, karsa xini li, tangpo tangpo xila nying na xini yin zi zhu go ba, xini li ya, yin xin jang sin go ya, o tinte kecha zi kayo zi marwa, ta tingin zi tez tempo de zi re su na, yin lam cheba zi zi xin go rwa, xe ta di xeba yin zi, yin tanda tisi war xio, tiga xe tang di xin na, tong zi tang yin na, ene lakdong zi pe, dakoro zi lakdong zi pe, nga lakdong tongpo yin zi ya, tida ali pa xio, xiong xia li xia, xini zang ya, yipige, ene towa di gongpo xe ya xe war ta, ko ngunzin ma xe ni gomxin ma rwa, ngunzin ka zi yang na, ene tisi gomxin ni xini jiga rima, xini gomtang ma xe, singi ma xe ni xini gomtang ma rwa, xe ta di xe tang tang yin, ene lakdong pa xe, xini towa pe, xe ta nyung yung re xe war ta.
At the end of page 97 and over page 98, it reads, all states of concentration prior to the achievement of the concentrations included in the first access state are solely mental one-pointedness in the desire realm. If you do adhere to the explanation in the classic text, there are very few who achieve even serenity, let alone insight. So this all goes back to that debate where, you know, certain critics, you know, when they have really not understood the ins and outs of cultivating meditative serenity, okay, and so then they don't know what stage they are on, so they get confused that the ninth stage of mental development is the same as the highest yoga, tantric realization, right? That means they really didn't understand the ins and outs about those things. Because when you really look at things very in a detailed and systematic way, as explained in many texts, like now my first footnote, I'm forgetting to attach my footnote. Kamal Shila stages of meditation, Asangas, you know, Sarvaka levels, you know, bhumis like that. What they say is that in order to achieve meditative serenity, first we must achieve the first access state, or what I call is the preparatory stage of the first stage of concentration. Okay. And our single-pointed concentration only becomes meditative serenity when, you know, we experience pliancies and blissful experiences, isn't it? Once we have that kind of serenity, then we start to cultivate special insight of vipassana. That's the order of things, isn't it? Okay. And so there are many things we need to know in between those things. So once people don't know what is what, so then they started to get confused with different levels, and then they started to make all kinds of claims, you know. And we got to watch out for those things.
Yeah. Kaya magumna, magumna dewe kam yin yumu, ngunjiwa yang nga reishik la ngoba muni be, yumu be sabu dang, shijia jeba pongwa tachi me, ti ichir, dewa li dewa chewe se, samde tangbu, toba la,
We are on page 98 at the top. Actually, we started to talk about the point B. On the basis of meditative serenity, the way to freedom from attachment to the desire realm. So what we are talking about here, as Gisela explained, is first we need to make sure, understand what is meditative serenity, how to cultivate it, and its characteristics. And as we have talked about this, that meditative serenity, you know, has clarity. It is a non-discursive awareness, and you know, also it is characterized by bliss, etc. And so once we have meditative serenity, now we can think about and talk about, you know, how can we counteract our delusions of the desire realm, okay? And there are two ways to do that. We can cultivate the mundane special insight or supramundane special insight in order to deal with our delusions or afflictive emotions, right? Until we have meditative serenity, really, we can't really do anything. But meditative serenity in and of itself is not an antidote to delusions, okay? It is not an antidote to uproot the delusions. And so once we have the meditative serenity, as it says here, if we want to be free from or free of attachment to the desire realm, then we need to cultivate special insight or vipassana. Well, now a qualm or, you know, has been raised where it reads this, well, why does this not contradict the earlier statement that if you become accustomed to serenity alone, you will suppress manifest afflictions? You know, so our critic is saying, you know, I think there is a, you know, inconsistency in your position, right? Remember the things we talked about before. We said if we cultivate meditative serenity or shamatha, we can overcome our manifest afflictions or delusions. If we cultivate special insight, then we can uproot the delusions, or we can really counteract the delusions, right? And now we are starting to, seems like, according to the critic, that we're seeing that, well, you know, at this point, you know, we can also overcome certain delusions if we have a serenity, okay? The point that's been clarified here is, you know, as we said, once we have meditative serenity, then we can cultivate mundane insight or super mundane insight. Now, the mundane insight has been explained within the classification of cultivating special insight, serenity. Okay? They have been combined together. So this is where the confusion arises, you know, that, you know, once we have a meditative serenity, in and of itself, it doesn't counteract delusions. But once based on that, if we cultivate mundane insight, which is, the discerning attention that we talked about, then we are able to overcome certain delusions of the desire realm. Okay? And this is more the feature of the mundane special insight, but less of the calm abiding or serenity. And this is something to do with the classification, because in this text, when we talk about special insight, it has been reserved to mean the super mundane special insight. Okay, although we just talk about vipassana, so there we separate that into a separate section where we are going to talk about mundane special insight that can help us to uproot our delusions. And we talk about the way of presentation classification here is, when we talk about vipassana or lakpung in Tibetan, special insight, we mean it here more like super mundane special insight, and that has a different section, right? There's a slakpung section, special insight section. But the mundane special insight has been explained, you see, together with the meditative serenity. Are you with me? See that? So it has been removed and explained together with meditative serenity. That's where the confusion comes. So once we have a meditative serenity and certain kind of a mundane insight, we can overcome certain delusions of the desire realm of existence. But that effect or the outcome is more a result of the mundane insight, but not so much the meditative serenity. Now I hope, untangle that whole confusion there. So we're on page 98 in the middle section. So what we're basically saying is this, that by cultivating mundane special insight based upon meditative serenity, we are able to overcome our attachment to the desire realm. Okay? And that is possible only because of the mundane insight, but less to do with the meditative serenity. Because meditative serenity, as we said, it does not counteract, really. It can overcome the manifest delusions, but it really does not counteract delusions per se. Yeah. And so the thing we just talked about, that kind of attention, the discerning attention, that has been explained with regard to cultivating mundane special insight. Yeah. And there are many different levels of attention, as we mentioned earlier. Now the names are given here, as you can see on page 98, from Asanga's work called Sarvaka Levels. Let me just read that particular quote. For the sake of freedom from the desire realm, diligent yogis use the seven types of attention, okay, and subsequently achieve their freedom. The seven types of attention are, the first one is simply called attention. And then, they got that one messed up. The attention and attention. No, I think. The seven types of attention. The first one is called discernment of a characteristic. That's what I call the discerning attention. Okay? And this is where it begins the special insight, abundant special insight. And the second one is called arisal from belief. I translated as conviction before. The third attention is called isolation. I told you it's kind of a, not impressive to say in English, but, the fourth one is called delight or withdrawal. And the fifth one is called analysis. Remember, I said once you reach the, out of the nine categories of delusions, once you have abandoned six of them, you might feel like, oh, maybe I'm done. And they're like, check again, analyze. That's what it is. And then the sixth one is called final application. And the seventh is called the result of final application. So there are seven different types of attention we can cultivate. But according to Geshe La's explanation, the seventh one, the result of final application is actually the actual stage of, actual stage of concentration. And so all of this arises through analytical meditation. Are you with me? So through analytical meditation. Let me see. Now who cultivate this kind of mundane insight, if you will, right? Once we have serenity. Now, they seems to be more like non-Buddhist practitioners, okay, who really don't believe in or have no clue about selflessness that we talk about. But then also Buddhist practitioners who believe in selflessness, they might also cultivate mundane insight based upon meditative serenity and cultivate those different types of attention and deal with their attachment to the desire realm, okay.
Well, the time on the... パンティ東ゴムで荷物本にしてな、せだけど、ただでや、いに、ダメで弱気にする、ただで荷物本にしやで、彼、ダメまごね、荷物かけぽんぐれ、荷物ぽんがロディ、みんなもかけれな、せわろ、かるゴムぽんぐれせわろ。せな、でら、ラムディ、ではかんに荷物運用は、せんやぽんめちゃんし、せれた、でべ、ピケ、コントロールされた、せんだ、ガガ、ピケ、こっち、どよらばかがぽんぐれ、ぽんや。
现在对吧？对象车是对象机构产的线啊，对不对？我的意思是，对吧？对象车是对吧？对不对？不，没有讲，对吧？下班的车啊，下班，先送别，坐对象的业务过来不好意思，可是对吧？要对用的业务单单给提供的是对吧？我就不安逸了。对呀，对象，你，对对呗，对用啊，对呗，下班一边是吧？从这车里上干什么下班的，可是咋着哇？嗯，一边。 第一年不多用了，是过头嘛？你们是带的，对家的，你当，你多久送过来？恐怕写，恐怕写呗。对吧？下班的车写完，我是我记得公园的，你。
노용가리 야 니믹다니 노용 샤박 로쇼 쫑단 디 니믹다시 이니 니보티 고브네 이니 되게 인데베 저자 봉으로 했어. 지당데 에네 저자 주어 말로 콘트라데 데베 니모 망보 방그디. 지나 조조의 수자들 의장가 샤베 인데바 방고 디샤니 쉐브레스.
So at the end of page 98, it's explained that, you know, when we look at these seven types of attention, the first six are the causes, if you will, to accomplish the last kind of attention. But the last attention is really, as a matter of fact, it's the actual stage of concentration, where it says the result of final application. That's the outcome of the result. Okay, the first six are the more causes of that. And then on the next page, 99, again, a question has been raised, I think, which is based on, you know, how usually we say that in order to uproot delusions, you know, we must realize selflessness. Okay? If you don't realize selflessness, then you cannot uproot delusion. Okay? See, if that's the case, then you say, you know, how can you talk about, overcoming attachment to the desired realm here, right? Where you don't necessarily talk about selflessness, because we are talking about just the mundane insight, isn't it? So here, but through analytical, this is all assumed, okay, based on that we have meditative serenity, okay, don't lose that ground, otherwise, you know, we are not going to make sense. Based on the meditative serenity, through analytical meditation, we can cultivate those different types of attention, and we can overcome or abandon the coarse form of delusions of the desire realm. Okay, because delusions have, you know, coarse form and subtle form. Okay, so we can abandon the coarse forms of delusion of the desired realm. Of course, we use the word attachment too, because attachment is the primary delusion here. But we may also be able to overcome the coarse form of anger, if you will, right? The coarse form of other types of delusion of the desired realm. And what is it? So the subtle remains still, but we're able to over the coarse forms of delusions by way of cultivating the mundane path that we just talked about.
Okay.
So the mundane path or the special insight involves, as we said, discerning the characteristics of different levels of existence. We see that the desire realm of existence has a lot of problems and negativities. That's called coarseness, the technical term, rapa in Tibetan. Whereas we see the higher forms of existence are peaceful, in your translation called calmness characteristics. Okay? So even before we have meditative serenity, you know, we can use our intelligence to understand the characteristics. But that kind of understanding is not enough, really. Okay, we can still think about how there's too much problem and headache in the desired world and it's better to be in the other states of existence. We can know that even without serenity. But once we cultivate this meditative serenity and then think about those things analytically, I mean, we are able to really have the real conviction, okay, in that, yes, it's true that desire is fraught with all kinds of problems, negativities, and it's much better to be in the higher state of existence, which is free of so many problems that we have. So based upon certain convictions, then we are able to cultivate the mundane special insight.
Okay.
So bottom line is that in order to abandon, as we say, or eliminate delusions from within our mind, we must integrate meditative serenity and special insight together. Either will not do. We need the combo. Okay? So combo is the way to go. And, you know, we could be successful in cultivating meditative serenity. It's a very peaceful state of mind. But alone by itself, it doesn't, you know, do anything to delusions much. It can overcome the manifest delusions, but it cannot abandon even one single delusion. It doesn't have the power. Okay? But without meditative serenity, we can go in analysis like a crazy. You know, Geshe-la didn't say crazy, by the way, right? Just to get a sense. We can analyze about this and analyze about the delusion, all of those things, but still we can't abandon the delusion simply by analyzing, because we need the meditative serenity to back up analytical meditation. So we need both. Okay? So through this integrated method of meditative serenity, shamatha, and special insight of vipassana, we are able to abandon delusions, whether it is the coarse delusions that we talk about based upon mundane insight and serenity, or whether it's uprooting delusions completely based upon meditative serenity and super mundane special insight. Okay? So the point is, we need both to abandon delusions. Okay, so we could just pull through this, but somehow we couldn't, so we need to pick it up next week. We will welcome your questions now. I tell you, Buddhism gets so deep and profound, you know. We need extra brains to, I think, understand these things.
Thank you, Geshe-la. I just have a quick clarification. So sure. The single-pointed concentration of the preparatory attention,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would that include the 9 stages of mental development? And then if mm-hmm. we had to draw a diagram, would that lead to the development of serenity or pliancy? Mm-hmm. And then from there, do you get to special insight, and mm-hmm. then all the different attentions that okay. arise out of the special insight.
Okay. Korangi togde shwe di insa gen.
Yes.
Ka tan dang anzo, ka so yil chabu tangbo sa chor wage, shine ma do ming chor wage.
Shine tangbo chor.
Shine tangbo chor wage. Di naal ya ta kaza shine gi ta kar so rukin dirwa. Rimbo ku chor wage. Sim chong chabu rimbo ku kanga di na chugu yor wa chor wage. Okay, this is the mapping where we talk about 9 stages of mental development, you know, in order to have meditative serenity, right? The first 8 mental stages are really, you know, what are called the causes of development, 9 mental stage. Yeah. So once we have the 9 mental stage, I think, which is I call it equanimity, Nyamjo, and then your book calls it something like in a settled placement or something, get the 9th mental stage. It has a 2 part. The one part is that, it is not yet characterized by pliancy. Remember that? So at that point, it is simply called the single-pointed concentration of the desire realm of existence. Now, whenever that 9th single-pointed concentration, you know, it is characterized by pliancy, now it becomes what we call the actual meditative serenity. Are you with me so far? So after that, now we can cultivate the special insight. You know, whether we cultivate the mundane insight or super mundane insight or all of the above, whatever, right? Then we can proceed that way. Does that clear up your point? Does that answer your question or not? Yeah.
And then what about the attention, the 7 types of attention? What is that?
Oh, that follows the meditative serenity. Yeah, right. Because the seven attentions are part of cultivating special insight. Okay, yeah.
Thank you, Geshe-la. So, regarding the seven stages of attention, is that something that's experienced on each object of analysis through Vipassana? Like, is that something that you'll, so if you meditate on emptiness and that's where you apply your meditative serenity and you analyze that object, that you go through seven stages of that attention, the seventh stage being the result of that meditation for each object of analysis as you proceed on either the mundane path or the super mundane path even?
Okay. 그러면 이제 쓰기도 하긴 다 신의 두부산의 견단다 델리아 갑델리아 뒤로 하긴 다다 직전배기 이제 말로게 파고든 부단 쇼로 하긴 단다 델리 이제 튜니 쇼로 하긴 디시데 이제 튜니자로 변하다 스스로 못 변할 그러면 이제 체디 자서게 동반이 샤송아 동반이리아 제바치기 미나스로 하긴 이제 축자로 레디 신엔 디리 냠스뇨 용고 얼웨스 그러다게
What
Geshe-la wants to explain is that these nine types of attention we talked about, these are all to be understood in the context of cultivating mundane special insight. Okay, but if you want to meditate on emptiness, shunyata, right? Once you have meditative serenity, then you don't have to follow this map. Okay, you don't go through the seven stages. It's a different, route. That's why it's a special section. You know, we moved it. I think Mimila has a question or something. Could you to your left here? Oh, whoever, yeah.
What is the difference between mundane and super mundane? I'm not clear on that one.
Okay. Then again, jigden ba da jigden le debe ki ha kon sa jor wa. Jigden le jigden debe se ko den de tan ya bus kom sa maskar. Ale
de kha me ko ni. Le ta na de de ji da ya jigden de ba da ji ji da sha du se na thon mo yin je jigden de ba se. Thon mo da jigden ba se wa da kon ji ji da she ji se ne wa. Tanda diya jigden se tisi gumbundo wa dambe namba chi khonji dangme gumge den jigden de wa sha dangme ma go ji hira namba chi pi chong da gumge de le en jigden la mu se se ti jigden de wa ta yo kap kap ja ta mu gi pe cho chi do ya ma le
yeah, Geshe-la, I appreciate your question. That's true. It's because we have to understand that meaning there is a context based meaning, contextual. I mean, generally speaking, right, when we talk about mundane or super mundane, is that the distinction is based upon if we have the path of seeing, the darshan mark, and above, these are called super mundane paths or transcendental paths. So below that, the path of seeing is considered as mundane or worldly thing. So that's the general understanding of it. But in this particular context, it's not that we're talking about. Here, a super mundane simply refers to focusing on selflessness, okay? And mundane refers to, focusing on everything else. That is not selflessness, So that's how the distinction is being made, okay? If you don't focus on selflessness, you focus on, let's say, how the desire realm is fraught with all the problems and the highest state of existence more peaceful. So this is called mundane because it doesn't involve thinking about selflessness. Okay, very good. Now, next, who need the mic? I think Mimila need it. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's on, probably. Mimila. Or maybe it's not on, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not clear. I've forgotten what pliancy means.
Okay, sure.
All right. 산다 루시가 제대로 되자인 세월 와 건동 지와 저거다 심신을 제다 되게야 심중지 하거라 와 거기 내려온 게 심중지 하거다 그 신자 제대 다들요 심정 코너지 제가 대화스 이도 와 다 신자 제 루가 변에 리자 제바 중던 되는 루시 대화 지거라 와 어떤 루시가 대화 세월 와 다들 되는 요 루시 대화 될 때에 요저 세무도요 소화 대화 지거라 데 심신적 대화 시 대화 대화이다 희정이도 소디데릭
The Tibetan term is called Xinjiang, which literally means, Xin means, you know, extremely, Jiang means trained. But we translate it as pliancy. The meaning is that we talk about physical pliancy and mental pliancy. What the pliancy means here is that our body and mind become very functional and serviceable when we do practice, right? I mean, if we have physical pliancy, you know, we don't feel physical pain or aching or anything like that. Our body becomes very functioning. But in terms of mental pliancy, which means, you know, our mind, you know, you say, can engage in the practice with delight. It doesn't feel tired or exhausted like that. So that's the pliancy, you know, in a sense. And physical pliancy is, you know, based more understand upon, you know, how the energy in our body become very smooth and flow very well. So due to that, our body become very pliant, very serviceable, you know. And as a result of that, then we can also find mental pliancy. The mental pliancy is defined more as a mental factor or a secondary mental state, okay, and which allows us to be able to engage in practice delightedly and don't feel tired, you know, mentally, if you will. So due to these pliancies, as we talked about, that we could experience physical bliss and mental bliss, isn't it? So when the energy is coursing very smoothly in our body feels very light and very pliant, and due to that, you know, we get a physical sensation, blissful sensation. And then that could give rise to mental blissful sensation that our mind becomes very blissful, you know, experience. So those are the things we talk about, how meditative serenity is characterized by pliancies and the bliss arising out of the pliancies. Yeah. Anybody on behind our glass wall? And I would like to offer this to our internet listeners, but can't. Right. You can channel your questions to me, and maybe I can just pick it up on that one. Anybody need? Yeah. Okay, Reina.
Okay, so for sometimes your teacher says go do the sadhana and use that to generate concentration. Well, the sadhana itself has to have some sort of understanding of insight. So how does Geshe-la explain how that happens?
Okay, let me try to answer. You see, so you said sadhana meaning our tantric sadhana mm-hmm. practice, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so how do we incorporate the karma abiding or something into that, or what do you mean?
Yeah, and okay. The special insight as well, because, well, it's not going to be special insight because you're still in general, right. You haven't gotten that. So right. That's really my question is how sure. Do you do that when you...
Sure, okay. Quran says this is the work and I'm going to say, mangwa ji kelen jin ke ta ke nyam len chaw wa ge se de ga da 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 ngan zo pe na pe na da mo ran di sam ta ngos mo ge da da pe ni kirim ro si kom jang ne ro wa ge di na al ya da shi ne de kan de sin nyam len de du de go ro se du go go ro se go ser wa ge a pe na da kirim de ka za shi ne de ge kirim ka do de chi go la ro wa ge cha za da shi ne ge nyam len de kirim na la pe na da lo bja ma ja ha wa ma ge ko ma kyo shi go ro de ka chi go ro wa ge a di ka chi go ro se
달래 띠래 다 기름이 거기서 다다 칸도 넣어야 되는데 데려와 가르사 다 시당 그 탐직 좀 시 넣어야 알아 봐 네 니가 기름 고사야 돼 고소다 다 얘기 가지 공고로 와 제가 대 고민했는데 다 믿받다 소소 플라긴 들 고민 되고 와 제가 믿받다 신이 said 믿받 가르 공고로 와 제가 나 되게 이제 소소 비게 예동 가지 실하 고민도 고민 되고
我的工作的,但对你的,他必须,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你说,你 So in the context of our commitment liturgy or sadhana practice, right? So let's assuming that we are doing generation stage practice, right? Because Geshe-la said, you know, karma abiding is cultivated in that context, right? I mean, many of us just do our prayers or the sadhana, you know. I mean, that's just simply to keep our bare commitment, you know. But the real deal is to do the generation stage meditation, yeah, where, I mean, mostly the case is that we arise ourselves in the form of whatever the deity, meditational deity practice we have, right? So that is our focus. Then all the things we talked about, right, the nine stage mental development, right, all of those are applicable to this particular practice. The only difference is the focus we have, okay? And so this is where we combine in our meditation. So we generate ourselves into the deity. That is our main focus for the tantric practice. But the rest of the things are same. As we talked the other day, that all the obstacles we need to get rid of, right, are the same. And all the antidotes we apply are just the same. So this is how, you know, the tantric practitioners, they bring the meditative serenity practice into that. Well, some people might even do the front generation deity instead of generating themselves front. Again, it's the same. The focus is the front generated deity. But again, all the things we talk about, right? As we cultivated, we could go through the equivalent of nine stages of mental development in the context of generation stage practice. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Generate yourself as a deity, you would have to dissolve, you know, how you see yourself. And I always thought that that was where you take the course, you know, course level delusions, basically, and you're dissolving those so that you can then arise as a deity. But then Geshe-la is saying you don't even start to do that until you hit the ninth stage. And so this is...
He didn't say don't do it before the ninth stage. What he
Well, you know what? When we got to the mundane, he said, well, that's where we start to dissolve the course delusions. But then what are we doing then in the sadhana when we're... What's that?
Okay, I think I missed a link somewhere there. You, maybe say it one more time so I get that connecting link. So, let's simplify it. So what you're saying is that, you know, as we practice the generation stage, I'm assuming that, right? We still have the delusions intact, right?
Yeah.
So we have to dissolve, what you said, ourselves.
Something, yeah. Right,
and then arise at the deity. Yeah. So what's the next question? I don't know.
Well, that process of dissolution requires some sort of... insight, you know, dissolving course level delusions, right?
Right.
So my understanding is you do that then, but then Geshe-la is saying you're not doing that until the ninth stage where you start to dissolve the course level delusions. So what are we doing in the sadhana is my question.
Still, I'm simply not clear with that. Okay, what Geshe-la is saying is, like, we go through the nine stages of mental development for meditative serenity, right?
Yeah.
So once we have the nine stage, we have the single-pointed concentration. Uh-huh. When that is characterized by pliancy, we have the meditative serenity, right?
Yeah.
And so...
And then we start getting rid of
then
the course level...
Then we started to cultivate either the mundane or super-mundane path to deal with the delusions, right? That's what
right.
I'm saying, right?
And so I'm saying, but when we're doing generation stage, before you can even arise, you would have to dissolve something, right?
Okay, now
so,
I got it, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, now I got it. Quran condition they did it again. That's true. They got it. Tanda de Shila get a yamling, get rimba susum barwa again. That she ne, because singing some of the kids have a shula, that jigden beggy can hold on congu and a reg, then a devil hold on congu and chin. Any she ne, that she cheva cheva tone, as in your molia, that she cut the jaguars lover again. Jacob is the other jayaki, young master again. Di mei na tang ada ngah nyamlen cedu kala pen ada kiri nyamlen cebur wagen. Cedu kala ya sosok kanga ada disung mesung ngaco dia kini duku gor wagen. Kata tangga mas sosok kata tongzang cekian disung gor. Di cedu kala di kala ya cikul hakong nampar sembuh tak di mei na ane nyomo di mei apa sokor ane hal ya kia gor wasti ngah mei tu was. Di cedu sini mei apa tanah tanah nyamlen di cebu gor wagen. Ada kandar esok. Kita gianda disung gimana. Ada muat di cikor. Ada tong
mui gom apa cikor hakong gom sembuh tong di macam
apa. Macam.
Hakdong
Okay, I think Isla has understood the point here. Maybe the confusion comes from how when we broadly or liberally use the terms like say meditating on emptiness is a special insight, or cultivating single point concentration in general seems to be cultivating meditative serenity or calm abiding. That's how sometimes it's put out there. Okay, maybe that's where the confusion comes into play. What Geshe-la says is, yes, not only in the context of tantric practice, we can, meditate on emptiness and dissolve our delusion, things like that, right? So meditating simply on emptiness and analyzing that by itself does not constitute what we call special insight into emptiness, okay? Maybe that's where the confusion arises. The special insight into emptiness could only arise once we have meditative serenity first, and then on the basis of that, we engage in analytical meditation, and then we can cultivate what is called the special insight or vipassana into emptiness. Does that help? Yeah. So when we do the generation stage practice, yes, you're right. As tantric practitioners, we dissolve our ordinariness first into the state of emptiness, right? All our delusions, everything we dissolve. And then from within the spirit of emptiness, we arise as a deity. Okay, so that's our meditation practice. But that does not constitute necessarily the special insight meditation. Okay, it does not constitute special insight meditation.
My confusion was on the word course, because I thought that was the course. Dissolution, for example.
Oh, the course and the subtle, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Quran ki dhiri dhagin, rakpa nyumo rakpa jom se chorwa. Me sambha nga zho, kirim ki chidi kama, tongja chidi nyumo rakpa jom dhra sam dhe ten dhwa.
Ale,
dhidhwa.
Rakpa jom se ngungjur kya me so vrma yidhu, ma kya sa sewa marwa. Rishi kanyi kwa ngushi ma nyum pa dhidhu, dhige me jeba jik suha chorwa. O dhidhu jom se rma dhu. Chidang peke kwa ngungdu ma yu sa dhidhu bichya sa sewa marwa. Tinti nga zho kanga tawar nyumo jade marwa.
Oh, I see. He said, because when we say overcome, the coarse delusions or something like that, what it means is through our effort, when we can reach a stage where we say, now these particular delusions are not going to pop up again temporarily, that is called overcoming the coarse. Not because, we say, sometimes, we may not experience any manifest delusion, Just by the fact that it doesn't manifest doesn't mean we have overcome the manifest delusions. It means through effort, we reach a stage where we say, now, if I'm allowed to throw an example here, okay, now the gross anger doesn't come out anymore because I have, subdued it. That's what we call overcoming the course. Okay. All right, yeah.
Question about the manifest. There is really no mention about reference to coarse and subtle in the text here, but it's clearly stated that the manifest delusions are eliminated as we attain the first meditative stabilization. There is no distinction made between coarse and subtle. There is only manifest. I'm not sure. Does that when you use the terms coarse and subtle, do you mean manifest and seeds of the delusions, or what exactly does that mean?
Do you mean do we use the word coarse and manifest in the same way,
as manifest, coarse and subtle corresponding to manifest and seeds of the delusion,
okay.
Because this is what they talk about here in the text, so there is a bit of a confusion. But it's clearly stated again that we don't just suppress them, but they don't arise. The manifest delusions do not arise once somebody.
In the Tibetan, the nyumo rakwa means coarse delusion. The nyumo ngunju means manifest delusion. We mean it the same thing. That once you reach, right, so if you have, meditative serenity, you can overcome the coarse delusions or the manifest delusions. That means they do not arise, manifest again, temporarily, yeah. Does that help? Clarify? Okay.
Again, because it was stated that right. you just said a little while ago that they could still arise. They are not overcome, right. but they could arise. Right. But now you're saying they cannot arise.
Yeah,
they
so
would
they're
not
in a
arise.
Dormant form. They're not completely no. gone, but they're kind of dormant. No,
okay, but isn't that a contradiction to talk about manifest delusions which are in a dormant state? To be manifest means they are not dormant. So they cannot be both manifest and dormant.
No. They are not manifesting. It means it's not a case of that we have eliminated those delusions, but they cannot arise in a very obvious way. They're just kind of sleeping form. That's what we mean, dormant form, right? So
there's no manifest delusions at all.
Yeah,
they're completely overcome.
Right,
they
right,
overcome.
Right.
No. All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I think enough discussion for today. Thanks for. Active participation, I think it's almost 12:30, so we... Oh, I'm forgetting my job here. Part of my job, I think. A prayer request has been made for Oscar Cardenza, 75 years old, Robin's friend, who unfortunately got killed, hit by a car yesterday. Okay. So please think about getting the... mi lo tinju tenga chebji gi mora kyabro ni shin chong do wa kesa ma ji kiru ji mo shim ba de tung men kyam jan ro ge so think about that the ko sam da shin de na
de ma nya me do je de do de lo lo do me ben ro je de je de wa wa ra ye je do ma wa de 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 do je ཁྱི དང ར སླ ར སྲ 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 ས
O peerless Savior and Supreme Teacher, Shudahan's Son, O the 17 Masters and Adepts, Nagarjuna and Asanga and so on, O Dipankara as well as Sovereign Father Tsongkhapa, gloriously appear here today to grant auspiciousness. On the great path leading to the heart of enlightenment, you've traversed by means of the perfect threefold discipline, and have enhanced ever higher the realizations of the enlightened qualities. O glorious Guru, we offer our supplications at your feet. Pray return gloriously to propagate the teaching of love song by tying wells and generating the altruistic intention to free all beings. Engage in the tantric yogas of the two stages. Think of the unbearable pain of the sentient beings who are enveloped in the forces of five degenerations, and to open wide the lotus grove of the Buddha's teaching. May your reincarnation appear soon as a source of merit for us. You are the embodiment of uncontaminated and immutable great bliss. Kindly pour on us now your blessing. Rains of nectar from the great clouds of your pervasive, pure and bright wisdom and compassion to eliminate our distress. We pray to you, an incomparable great hero, who has perfectly realized within his mind the threefold ethics, a pure essence of the extensive system of Tathagata's teaching.
He who has rays or parasol of Dharma in hundreds of directions. Your body is a sun of all wonderful qualities, but all of a sudden it set into solitary peace. You have committed before infinite Buddhas to work for Dharma and sentient being. However, your presence depends on the fortunes of disciples, for the power of dependent arising is inconceivable. Please reincarnate soon as a new light of Dharma, out of your compassion that never abandons us. Please return soon as a supreme spiritual guide, a treasure house of the immense teaching of Buddha, a voice that eloquently illustrates the teaching that suits individuals' dispositions and capacities. Please return soon as a great Dharma king. A mountain of misguided teachings and views through the power of your thunderbolt lightning of the three reasonings. Please return soon just like your previous self, an expert in the five major sciences of Buddhism, whose eloquent words and articulation of the teaching captivate the hearts of all the scholars and activate deep appreciation in pure enthusiastic mind. Please return soon as a spiritual guide, endowed with complete knowledge, kindness, and dedication, in regard to the perfect view, meditation, and conduct, one who facilitates the opening of the blossom lotus, that is the golden teaching of Tsongkhapa, by the power of the three infallible jewels, by the power of dependent rising of unchanging emptiness, by the truth of our pure thoughts and devotion, may all our aspirations be spontaneously fulfilled. On.
กังไหลเทนทันบังไหลบ่บังกังเชอดาไหลบาดังตองเต็งเทนไตทุตัมอัญจันโพโพโมทันไตโตบาดังโดดูโหบีทังโพไรโงทันไตตองโตยทุกไตนำดิ้งไหลบาดังหงบ่ซังดาหงตังตุงพัมตันโนตังบาดังโกโลกุจิเวตังกุจิดาไหลโมนิยานังโกโลกวังกุมบังกัมพังโกโลกบังทั้งไหลชลันพัมหัง สัมปงามสันติบิชินะตุงทุกข์ปัจจุบันหลงหลงพัมพัมลังบัดเดชังนิไงหังคงดัมโบวิทุกเดชุนิยันดุจันทุมมหัสสังดันไตโดวังทุบิมาจังโบดันโบโบทุมมทอลายลาบาโดสุนกุทังถูกิมโตวโลโลตังกัมโสตุงบะบังกินชาโกนิมบุญวังสังทุมมทอลายลาดาปะบุ ตั้งกิมมองฟงกงตั้งดงพันตันโนมีพัมลงตากิมตั้งดงลงเสงี่ยสัมวันชุมมาทลายนุดังโดทุดังงูมิงฮกตุบุปินทาวงายลินทาปาบามฮกายฮกฝุกหังธรรมเดินนุนนุมมาทลายนับบัดดัสสุทั้งเธอทั้งใหม่ไม่เธอทั้งธรรมเห็นจำดิ้งมันกุญจำหอมเสมหิงไงฮงลำพาบัม
ดูทั้งลูกบัมบอลลงนั้นดูทั้งลูกดึกทั้งทั้งวันเว้นทั้งวันบินไงบักนั้นดูทั้งลูกชี้ดังกุญจมีเดียร์ยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอยยอ Anaya dayay mı?